the World Service. Hello, I'm Joe Parsons, and this is part two of our highlights of the sporting year, including golf, Formula One and the Paralympics, which got underway 17 days after the Olympic flame was extinguished on August the 12th. Oscar Pistorius, the most famous Paralympian on the planet, and arguably second only to Usain Bolt in terms of his profile in athletics, had already reached the semi-finals of the Olympics, but returned for the Paras with three gold medals to defend from Beijing. But his games began with controversy.
They reach the junction of the bend and the home straight, and it's Pistorius in front, and it's Pistorius in front by a long, long way. Oliveira storming down the outside. Pistorius now from Oliveira, and Oliveira comes through to take it on the line, and Pistorius looks stunned, and you can almost sense a gasp around the stadium of 80,000 people, and that is the biggest shock of the Paralympics so far.
The IPC don't want to listen. You know, the guy's legs are unbelievably long. Not taking away from Alan's performance, he's a great athlete, but you know, the guys, when we do the measuring in the courtrooms, a year ago these guys were over here, they're a lot taller and you can't compete stride length. You saw how far he came back, so yeah, we're not racing a fair race here, but I gave my best at a great night.
Pistorius later apologised for the manner and timing of his outburst, but not for the point he was making. That, within the International Paralympic Committee's rules, there is room for athletes to do as Oliveira and others apparently did, and wear longer blades. His next chance of gold came in the 100 metres, where he was up against the home favourite and world record holder, Johnny Peacock.
Peacock got a good start. Alan Oliveira got a terrible one. It is Johnny Peacock. Peacock leading. It is Brown of America challenging the Briton. Oscar Pistorius back in fourth place. Peacock for Great Britain, followed by Brown of the United States. And Forey was the South African getting the bronze. It was not Oscar Pistorius. Pistorius out of the medals.
Pistorius had to wait until the final day of action on the track for a last chance at gold in the 400 metres.
Around in towards the home straight, and those blades that have caused so much controversy down the years glinting beneath the glare of the Olympic Stadium floodlights as he pours on the pressure and goes 40 metres clear from Oliveira, who's weakening. Pistorius wins. It's gold again for Oscar Pistorius.
In the wheelchair races, it was largely about a British man and an American woman.
Up at the head, it is still the extraordinary Tatiana McFadden, with Edith Wolfe giving chase. McFadden has opened up a gap of almost the length of a racing chair. Tatiana McFadden races to a third gold medal. Wolfe gets second place. But Tatiana McFadden, the extraordinary Paralympian, the equivalent of Dave Weir at these games, no one could live with her then. Into the home straight, but now Zhang on the inside fights back. Klug is challenging on the outside. 50 metres to push. Weir hits the front. Weir takes command. Weir takes gold for the third time at the Paralympic Games.
And for good measure, Weir went on to win gold in the marathon too. In the swimming pool, Britain's Ellie Simmons and the American Victoria Arlen produced some tremendous battles. But the outstanding performer was Australia's Jacqueline Freeney. She'd won seven golds in seven races going into the 4x100 metres medley relay.
This is a four-horse race all of a sudden. Jacqueline Freeney, she looks like she could get gold for the Australians. But here comes Louise Watkin like a train. You cannot call it. This could be sensational. Australia just hitting on here. Jacqueline Freeney, it's on the touch. Jacqueline Freeney for Australia. Great Britain get the silver. Louise Watkin finishing like a train. United States get the bronze. The Russians touched out, having led for so long. But you've got to hand it to Jacqueline Freeney. That was a swim and a half.
There were four golds in cycling for Britain's Sarah Story. Two in the velodrome and two on the road, to add to the two she'd won in Beijing and the five swimming golds from Barcelona and Athens.
Sarah Story turns now into the finishing straight. The police outriders are alongside her now. And Sarah Story has got time to wave to the crowd. She waves to the crowd all the way down the finishing straight as she comes up towards the line now. And a little bit of history as Sarah Story equals the modern British Paralympic record with her 11th gold medal.
The road cycling took place at Brands Hatch, where Alex Zanardi had raced a Formula 3000 car in 1991. A double leg amputee following a horrific motor racing crash in 2001, he returned to the circuit for the hand cycling events, taking gold in the road race and time trial, and silver in the relay.
When it's really your passion that you're playing with every day, results are going to come. Because if you really enjoy what you do, the result is just a logical consequence. It's never been a sacrifice. I've enjoyed every day of training as much as the moment that I'm living right now. 3 years ago, I decided to stop motor racing, not because I had to, but because I wanted to. It looks stupid, because at the age of 42, to dump everything, to try to pursue an objective, to qualify for the Olympic Games that seemed to be against all odds for a man of my age, felt very crazy. But it's not the first crazy thing that I do in my life, so I guess it will not be the last.
The first three Grand Slam tennis events of 2012 had produced three different champions in the men's singles, Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. Well, would that trend continue in September's US Open final?
Murray at championship point, down the centre and long. And he'll pause before the second serve. And I tell you what, everyone has remained standing here. As Murray serves, forehand return from Djokovic, it's out! And Andy Murray has won the title! He has won his first Grand Slam! Oh my goodness, he's gone and done it, and he's done it the hard way! He's beaten Novak Djokovic, the defending champion, the second best player in the world, over five sets, over 4 hours and 54 minutes! Can't believe he's done it! Just can't!
Andy Murray building on his Olympic gold medal success to become the first British man to win a Grand Slam singles title in 76 years. 2012 was quite a year for Rory McIlroy. In November, he completed a golfing double by finishing top of the standings on the European Tour, having earlier achieved the feat in the US. McIlroy also won his second major, the US PGA Championship. He was part of the European Ryder Cup team that produced a remarkable comeback to beat the United States at Medina, and he topped the world rankings, and all before reaching the age of 24.
I didn't know where I would be, you know, 5 years from turning pro. I definitely didn't expect it to be like this, but it's incredible. It's been a great journey. It's been, you know, so much fun. You know, I've enjoyed every minute of it. Obviously you do when there's more ups than there is downs, but you know, I'm so grateful for everything, and I'm, you know, I'm working as hard as ever to try and get better and try and win as many tournaments as I can.
Formula One in 2012 produced seven different winners in the first seven races. By the time the circus reached Brazil in late November, there were just two title contenders, Ferrari's Fernando Alonso and Red Bull's Sebastian Vettel, both looking for their third world titles. Vettel was hit at the start, spun into the oncoming cars, but avoided a collision and fought his way through to sixth, good enough to become only the third driver, and the youngest at 25, to win three consecutive world titles.
I think the real point was that, the most important was that we always kept believing. And I think the big lesson we learned is that every single point really makes a difference in the end. It came down to only 3 points, nearly even less. And it was nearly not enough. So, you know, I think you have to focus really on, you know, what you have, and don't waste your energy in such a long and tough season on what other people are doing. It's really between you and the car for most of it, and obviously then whatever happens around you is not in your hands.
And finally, in December, the South American champions, Corinthians of Brazil, were crowned football. In December, the South American champions, Corinthians of Brazil, were crowned football's World Club Champions. They beat Chelsea 1-0 in the final in Japan. And that's part two of the Sporting Year 2012 on BBC World Service. Among the highlights coming up in 2013, the World Athletics Championships in Moscow and football's Africa Cup of Nations in South Africa, less than a month away.